pull up that easy chair and sit right down for the best music in your town.
Here on Way Back with Johnny. Now don't turn that dial. The program's about to begin.
Please make welcome Ralph Carlson and the Country Mile.
There's a trucker stop in Carlton Place where you can stop to eat. And there they've got a jukebox that's got a country beat.
Loved his wife and he labored all his life to provide her with material possessions. Had two little toys, each had a wound.
Well, good morning, friends and listeners. Way Back with Johnny. This here is your old host with most country western music, Johnny Woodlock. And for the next 2 hours, I'd like to invite you all in to a 3-hour celebration to the life and the music of Ralph Carlson, one of the greatest voices out of the Ottawa Valley. So sit back, relax, and enjoy this trip down memory lane, back into those old forgotten dance halls of Carlton Place and all points in between, as we travel back in time to the golden era of Ottawa Valley country music, here on CFR C119 FM and also www.oshawarocks.com. Welcome in, friends.
Oh, Lost River, now I'm coming back to the pot-bellied stove where the firewood's all stacked. That old Memphis sun ain't shining through my kitchen radio.
Good morning, friends and listeners. Way Back with Johnny. This here is your old host with most country western music. Today's Way Back with Johnny program is brought to you by the Ottawa Valley and all the legends of the Ottawa Valley as well. With that mentioned, we are still coming to you via the Woodlock Ranch and Studios, as we usually do every Sunday morning, and also via www.oshawarocks.com, as well as our home on the local radio station at CFR C119 FM. With that mentioned, we are still remembering the legends of country music, and today, a true legendary pioneer of the Ottawa Valley, Mr. Ralph Carlson, who was born on November 6th in 1940 in Montreal, Quebec. Born in Montreal, but being raised in Shadyac, New Brunswick, before moving with his parents back to the mighty Ottawa Valley, today Ralph is remembered as a true pioneer of the golden era of country music in Canada, but especially in the valley we call the Ottawa. With that mentioned, I would like to share that Ralph passed away at the age of 62 on October 10th, 2002. However, during his time here on Earth, he would become a much beloved member of the Ottawa Valley Country Music Hall of Fame, inducted in 1988. Today, it's going to be an honor to try and remember a true pioneer of the valley, Mr. Ralph Carlson. So let's open up with a very fitting song by the Family Brown called Pioneers. Then we'll hear a live version of Ralph's old-time classic titled Thanks for the Dance. With that, I'd like to say good morning to everybody listening in. Happy listening out there in Radio Land.
Tommy sang about a traveling man. Sang of the songs alone.
We'll throw that old strawberry road.
Well, they rode the rails and they rode the range.
They rode high on the winds of change.
They carved their place and they made their fame.
And the Hall of Honor bears their name.
Frontier that we'll remember.
Pioneers.
honored this afternoon to have with us here in the studio one of Canada's finest up-and-coming young country and western singers, Ralph Carlson. Well, Ralph, come on in.
A song that's been awful good to us and counted for our first number one record called Thanks for the Dance. One, two, three, the bar room is crowded, the smoke is so thick you can't think. I've had too much to say, and honey, you've had too much to drink. Now you've just invited yourself on up to my room. But girl, in the morning, I expect you sing a far different tune. So thanks for the dance, and I hope that you understand. We're already late, and the boys are all back on the stand. I'll sing your song, and I'll do the best that I can. Thanks for the dance, I've got to get back to the band. It's not that I don't want you, but there's a lesson you'd better learn. You're playing with fire, and you're just about to get burned. Those your one lovely child. I don't think my conscience can stand another innocent smile. So thanks for the dance, and I hope that you understand. We're already late, and the boys are all back on the stand. I'll sing your song, and I'll do the best that I can. Thanks for the dance, I've got to get back to the band. You keep telling me you know in the morning I'll be gone. I already know how you feel at that cold early dawn. And sometimes your eyes don't truthfully tell what they see. And I'll do the best that I can. Thanks for the dance, I've got to get back to the band. Thank you.
Well, yes, friends, following those opening songs of the Way Back with Johnny show here on CFRC and also www.oshawarocks.com. With that mentioned, we would like to begin the show, as we usually do, with sending out some special dedications to some very special friends and family. First of all, it's going to be a song going out to Mama Dawn, who is doing a lot of preserves lately and there for the winter months. With that mentioned, it's going to be a song going out to Mama Dawn today by John Denver and a classic called Homegrown Tomatoes. Then we'll follow with a song going out to my dear friend, Willie the Point, whom we affectionately call the Mayor of Verona, Ontario. For him today, it'll be one of his favorite singers, Boxcar Willie, and a birthday song for him called Reflections of an Old Man. And yes, Willie celebrated his 75th birthday on Wednesday past, the 17th of the month. Today, we'll also wrap up with none other than our tribute artist and a song going out in loving memory of my late father, Papa Willie B, as he was often referred to as on the program. And it's going to be a song off Ralph's 1965 album called Papa Played the Dobro. And it's going out, yes, in loving memory of my late father. With that, I would like to welcome y'all in and say good morning to all my listeners out there in Radio Land. Welcome in, friends, and happy listening.
Ain't nothing in the world that I like better than bacon and lettuce and homegrown tomatoes. Up in the morning and out in the garden, get your ripe ones, don't get a hard one. Plant them in the spring, eat them in the summer. All winter without them's a culinary bummer. I forgot all about the sweating and the digging. Every time I go out and pick me a biggin'.
Homegrown tomatoes, what would life be without homegrown tomatoes? Only two things that money can't buy, and that's true love and homegrown tomatoes.
Thank you. sure, but there's nothing that a homegrown tomato won't cure. Put them in a salad, put them in a stew. You can make your own very own tomato juice. You can eat them with eggs and eat them with gravy. You can eat them with beans, pinto or navy. Put them on the side, put them in the middle. A homegrown tomato on a hot cake griddle.
Homegrown tomatoes, homegrown tomatoes. What a life be without homegrown tomatoes. Only two things that money can't buy, and that's true love and homegrown tomatoes.
Life I lead, you could call me Johnny Tomato Seed, cause I know what this country needs, it's homegrown tomato in every yard you see. When I die, don't bury me in a box in a cold dark cemetery. Out in the garden would be much better, cause I could be a pushing up a homegrown tomatoes.
Homegrown tomatoes, homegrown tomatoes, what a life be without homegrown tomatoes. There's only two things that money can't buy, and that's true love. Homegrown tomatoes, what a life be without homegrown tomatoes. There's only two things that money can't buy, and that's true love. Homegrown tomatoes.
was a hobo when they delivered me. We didn't have a doctor 'cause he couldn't pay the fee. But when the going got too bad to ease his misery, Papa played the dobro this way, and he'd go. When company would come around, he kept the dobro hit. He knew he couldn't play the way the other players did. Why, the guitar's resonator was a gallon bucket lid. When Papa played the dobro this way, yeah, he'd go. Now that Papa's gone away, it's hanging by the flute. The strings of it are rusted and the top is busted too. It won't ever sound the way that it did when it was new. When Papa played the dobro this way, yeah, he'd go. My Papa was a hobo back when they delivered me. We didn't have a doctor, so he couldn't pay the fee. But when the going got too bad to ease his misery, Papa played the dobro this way, and he'd go.
Of the Ottawa Valley Country Music Hall of Fame, and you're listening to my good friend Johnny Woodlock on the way back on CFRC.
Oh, dance with me, darling, to our song.
Yes, friends, once again it's that time in the program. Take our weekly trip up east into the mighty Ottawa Valley, the valley we call the Ottawa, of course, and with that, we'd like to send out some special greetings out to our friends and family, Uncle Ray and Aunt Margaret Trubisky in Eganville, Ontario. For them today will be Howard Hayes, a good friend of all of ours, and from Howard it's going to be an all-time classic called The People of the Valley. Then we'll follow with a song going out to my good friend and newfound friend, which is also the brother of Uncle Ray. So I guess he'd be male, maybe an Uncle Dave in many ways. But it's going to be a song going out to Dave Trubisky in Spencerville, and I would like to thank him for meeting up with me last weekend at the Spencerville Fair, giving me some of this year's maple syrup. And for Dave, it's going to be an all-time classic by the Family Brown with Barry Brown in lead called Our Number Two. Then we'll send us into the next segment, which is an interview with our good friend Tom Wilson, and it's going to be a song called Hey Uncle Tom, and that's going out to Tom Wilson today and Rockville by his late great friend Ralph Carlson. Welcome in, friends, and happy listening. And also good day to all the Valley listeners.
There's different kinds of music on the radio today. There's rock, there's blues, there's rap, and there's new country, so they say. But the Valley has a treasure to boast of, I am told. It's been here for 100 years and never will grow old. It's our valley heritage, let's work to keep it strong. Don't let these politicians create laws that don't belong. And in our schools, let's say the Lord's Prayer each and every day. And show them family living is by far the better way. For we are the people of the valley. Our culture we are proud of, I can say that we are the people of the valley. Don't let all these newcomers try and change our valley ways. We've lost our voice on radio, in parliament as well. The family farms are being closed and some are forced to sell.
Now they say our sawmills are polluting all the land. My God, tell me what's happened to a country oh so grand. Our valley is a hotbed of music, that's for sure. It portrays our culture and it shines through strong and pure. So tell me why our radio will always play the songs recorded in the USA and other lands beyond. For we are the people of the valley. Our culture we are proud of, I can say. That we are the people of the valley. Don't let all these newcomers try and change our valley way. So let's all stick together and make a stronger bond. And get commercial radio to play our local songs. And members of our parliament that make these silly laws will have to use some common sense, it's for a better cause. For we are the people of the valley. Our culture we are proud of, I can say. That we are the people of the valley. Don't let all these newcomers try and change our valley ways. Don't let all these newcomers try and change our valley ways.
The little village where I lived and grew has been renamed to our small dot on the map is gone. How's anyone to know where he belongs? It's sad to see small towns disappear. Why must they change a place we hold so dear? The little church where I knelt to pray has closed its doors forever, so they say. Oh, I can't believe God's moved 10 miles away. An old man walks across the fertile land and worries about the new highway that's planned. And he recalls when he was just a lad, how hard he worked to clear the land with his dad. From the schoolyard there isn't any sound, for a school bus takes the kids to a larger town. And the old folks wonder where the money goes. There's nothing left for the government to close. It's sad to see the small towns disappear. Why must they change a place we hold so dear? Little church where I know has closed its doors forever, so they say. Oh, I can't believe God's moved 10 miles away. The church bell now rings its death toll, and the topsoil blows up the land. And a school flag flies at half-mast, and the old folks long. It's sad to see the small towns disappear. Why must they change a place we hold so dear? The little church where I knelt to pray has closed its doors forever, so they say. Oh, I can't believe God's moved 10 miles away. No, I can't believe God's moved 10 miles away.
Style. Do the girls still seek your hand, looking for a wedding band? Uncle Tom, I haven't seen you for a while. I still remember when, one evening you came in, from the cold, rainy darkness of the night. And as if you'd never been, you were there and gone again. For many years you dropped right out of sight. Hey, Uncle Tom, how are you getting on? Are you still living easy and in style? Do the girls still seek your hand, looking for a wedding band? Uncle Tom, I haven't seen you for a while. On the corner of a street in a town I was just passing through. But I must have been mistaken, cause the man looked so forsaken, a beggar and a pauper not like you. Hey, Uncle Tom, how are you getting on? Are you still living easy and in style? Do the girls still seek your hand, looking for a wedding band? Uncle Tom, I haven't seen you for a while. Spare some time, would you please drop me a line, or stop by any time you're out my way. See my wife and see my son, see the life that we've begun, and if it's to your liking, you may stay. Hey, Uncle Tom, how are you getting on? Are you still living easy and in style? Do the girls still seek your hand, looking for a wedding band? Uncle Tom, I haven't seen you for a while. Uncle Tom, I haven't seen you for a while.
I was born beside that river.
Hello, this is Tom Wilson of Border Bluegrass. You're listening to my good friend Johnny Woodlock on Way Back. Stay tuned for classic country music.
And the St. Lawrence River.
Now, friends, it's once again time in the program this week to welcome to our program a true friend of the show, someone who is not only a dear friend of mine, but also knew Ralph Carlson, our tribute artist, just like a brother, and who is also a legend of the Ottawa Valley himself. He, for many years, has kept the legacy of the Valley legends alive with his own music and legacy of being a pioneer bluegrass music throughout the Ottawa Valley. And it is a great honor to welcome Tom Wilson back to our program the second time this year as we celebrate the memories of his late great friend Ralph Carlson. Now, Tom has a very special interview for y'all next, but before this interview, we're going to pay tribute to a little bit of an audio clip from an old radio show of Barb Heller's from upstate New York, and it's going to be Ralph Carlson himself sharing his memories of how him and Tom Wilson first met and teamed up to work together. Well, with that mentioned, here now is my late hero, Ralph Carlson, followed by our good friend and true Ottawa Valley pioneer, Tom Wilson.
If I'm not mistaken, it was 1965. We were on a tour, the both of us, with Mack Wiseman, that played Morrisburg, and I was working with Ron McMunn and his country cousins at the time, and Tom was a guest on the show. We had done a tour around several Ontario spots with Mack Wiseman, and backstage we discovered that we both recorded for the same record label, and I was at that time doing a radio show with Ron McMunn on CJT in Smith Falls, and discovered that Tom was doing a similar radio show in Brockville, and our likes and dislikes were very, very much the same, and we became very good friends very quickly. Tom subsequently asked me to come down to Brockville and guest on his radio show, and then he was usually playing Saturday afternoon matinees at the Manitana Hotel, so asked me to guest down there. We maintained a friendship over the years. He even tried to talk me into leaving my day job and going on the road with him at one time, and I didn't and he did, and later on he didn't and I did, if you can figure that one out. Yeah, he I just didn't have enough nerve, I guess, at the time, and Tom tried it for a number of years and then subsequently came back. Yeah. And
you thought if I could do it, anybody could do it.
So then I in 19 19- 75, Tom was back home by that time, and I decided I'd go out and give it a whirl, and I did it for 10 years, and wouldn't trade a bit of it. But then I was involved with a recording studio in Ottawa for a period of 15 or 16 years, and Tom decided he wanted to have another try at recording. We had a 16-track facility in Ottawa, and he came and we did Blue Mountain Blues there in, I believe, 1985, and then the next one was Electric Radio in, I believe, 1987. Then Gettysburg, which was done at another studio a few years later. So I had the pleasure of producing three albums for him, and even after doing that to him, we're still friends.
And now from his home in Brockville, Ontario, in Leeds County, here's our very good friend, Tom Wilson, once again.
Good day.
Well, good day, Tom. How are you today?
Well, Johnny, I'm very pleased that you're doing a tribute to Ralph Carlson.
Yes?
Excuse me. When he died, I did a tribute to him.
Mm-hmm.
It was carried on about 25 radio stations from coast to coast, and he was a great guy.
Okay.
I met him in 1966.
Okay.
In Montreal, and I took a liking to him right away, and I guess he took a liking to me. We could have figured we were rivals to one another because we both had country bands in kind of overlapping areas, you know.
And bluegrass as well at the time.
Bluegrass as well, yeah. But, oh yeah, he was a great guy. He was actually born in Montreal in 1940 or thereabouts.
So he'd be 85 this year then.
Yeah, yes, exactly. He was 3 years younger than I was.
Okay.
But that's no problem, you know. Mm-hmm. We're in the same age group.
Yes, and true legends of the valley, as I was mentioning,
well,
yes.
He was raised in a place called Shediac.
Yes, I've been there before, yes.
Yeah, and that's all of his songs were based on something that really happened.
Okay.
And that song, Almost Home, was about his place where he was raised.
Is that right?
In New Brunswick, yeah.
I see.
I think his best song, really, was Lights of Denver.
Yes, it was. One of his best known, for sure.
I recorded it, too.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, that was a true life story. It should have been called The Lights of Carlton Place.
Is that right? Okay.
Because Ralph told me when he'd be coming back down the valley after playing somewhere, he would see the lights of Carlton Place, which you do as you're approaching.
Yes, Ottawa. You do. I've seen them many times, yes.
And he had once known a girl
mm-hmm.
who lived in Carlton Place.
I see.
And when he saw the lights, he would be wondering if she was still there. He gave him the idea for the song. And when I was doing the album Blue Mountain Blues, Ralph had opened SoCan Studios in Ottawa.
In Ottawa, yes.
Yeah,
yes.
So I got a hold of him, and he sent me a whole list of songs, and I'm going to read them off here.
Mm-hmm.
The ones that I did record was Augustus Burnett, Lights of Denver, The Telephone Call, Not So Very Pretty Side of Town, Almost Home, and Transport Blues.
So that's at least a half a dozen of his recordings.
And I got to tell you, Not So Very Pretty Side of Town is still quite popular.
Yes, it is. And it's very very close to a lot of us, too.
Mm-hmm. Howard Hayes called me about a year ago and asked me to go down to Ottawa to do a radio show
mm-hmm.
with him for CJHR in Renfrew.
Yes.
And he and his son, Glenn, were telling me that they get a lot of requests for Not So Pretty Side of Town because it is a current subject, isn't it?
Isn't it?
It
certainly
is.
About a
girl that dies of an overdose.
That's right. Yes.
And that was the thing about Ralph, made him special.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know how to put it. He didn't act like a big, he didn't try to down on you all the time.
He didn't try to outshine himself to blow his own horn, sort of thing.
Right.
Yes.
And everything he did was genuine.
Yes, okay.
Like those songs. They weren't something that he just dreamed up, or just the same old story of my wife left me and took the dog,
Exactly.
He wanted to be something special. and he believed in Canadian country music. And he's another one of the guys that could have easily moved to Nashville and made a big wave down there, but he just wouldn't do it.
Exactly. This is it. Yeah.
Yeah. Sure. But boy, we had some wonderful times.
Give us a little bit of an intro to Not So Pretty Side of Town.
Okay. You want me to tell you about it?
Yes, Tom.
It was just that it occurred to Ralph that people were dying of overdoses. This was some time ago because we recorded it in 1985, and I imagine he certainly wrote it before then.
And it was also before its time in many ways, too.
Yes, it was, absolutely. Because this business of the fentanyl and all that kind
exactly.
of stuff.
It speaks more about today's era than it did even back then. Exactly.
Well, there again, Johnny, that is a sign of genius.
Yes.
When somebody can sort of predict that something's coming down the line.
Exactly.
A disaster, you know? And that's the kind of guy he was. He was very, very, I don't know, he wasn't just a great big blowhard.
Exactly.
Like some
that's
people
right.
we can think of.
Yes.
And,
I went to visit you this afternoon, and I stood there and cried. I talked to your mom and dad, and then I left my heart and walked outside. An overdose of something is what the paper said when you were found in a cold, unfriendly room on the not-so-very pretty side of town. My thoughts went running back to the time when you were just a little girl, and all the dreams you had, the things you planned on doing in this world. You moved in next door at the time, I guess, when I was 17. You were only 9 or 10, just a little tomboy in blue jeans. A case of hero worship is the only explanation I can see. I tease and make you cry, but everywhere I went you followed me. Years go by and things change much faster than we ever realized. And one day where a child had been, a woman stood there right before my eyes. Somewhere along the way you grew up faster than you ever really planned. And once the wheel starts turning, it's hard to bring it back where it began. You became a swinger with a crowd who were always on the go. I never got to tell you that I loved you, and now you never know. I went to visit you this afternoon, and I stood there and cried. I talked to your mom and dad, and then I left my heart and walked outside. An overdose of something is what the paper said when you were found in a cold, unfriendly room on the not-so-very pretty side of town. In a cold, unfriendly room on the not-so-very pretty side of town.
You gotta keep those cards and letters coming in, honey.
Howdy, friends, listeners. This here is your old host with most country western music and bluegrass music, Johnny Woodlock. And I'd like to invite y'all, my listeners, to write yours truly, Johnny Woodlock, as well as Simbush. And us, a little gunny. Here at the Woodlock Ranch and Studios. Have you ever had a thought or a message for us about this program you hear weekly? If so, we would love to hear from you. So write to us at our email address at waybackwoodlock@gmail.com, and we'll be sure to write you back. In the meantime, back to the show, friends, and happy listening.
So keep those cards and letters coming in.
And yes, friends, I do hope y'all enjoyed that interview with our good friend Tom Wilson of Brockville, Ontario, who knew Ralph Carlson almost better than anyone else who is alive today. And with that mentioned, we're going to pay tribute once again by turning back the years to the golden era of Canadian country music. As we step back into the vinyl vault, we'd like to remember the segment I like to call the Vinyl Blast from Vinyl Past. With that mentioned, we must first open the vinyl vault door, though. Now that the vinyl vault door is wide open, it's once again time to turn back the golden era of vinyl and revisit a couple of classic story songs as recorded by Ralph Carlson himself. He was well beloved for having not only recorded, but also sung and wrote many of his songs. With that mentioned, I would like to remember an all-time classic called John's. Then we'll follow with a song that Barry Brown wrote and Ralph did a beautiful version of called General Store of Silas McVie. With that, I would like to turn back the years and drop the needle of the turntable on these old-time classics. Welcome in, friends, and yes, from the original albums back in the golden era of country music. Welcome in, friends. Now here is Ralph.
Most of the favorite memories of my boyhood days back in the Maritimes are scattered around an old wood stove at a place we called John's. It's just an old tar paper shack with a pump out front and some junk out back. But inside, there was always a hot cup of coffee and a warm place around the fire for anyone. Old John pumped gas for a living. He fixed tires on the side. Why, I guess John could fix most anything. If you didn't push him, he'd try. He gave me my first charge account for some gas and financed my first date. He even fixed my old radio just in case I got lucky and wanted to park down by the lake.
And among the carburetors and the rebuilt generators, I spent the evenings picking on an old flat-top guitar. And John would play the fiddle, and I'd always sing a little. Now there ain't no place to get filled up the way you could at John's.
John taught me a whole lot about country music because he loved it. We'd sit up and listen to the Grand Ole Opry every Saturday night. And no one would dare say a word, not even Jer and Martha White. I was awful young back then, but still I knew just why. Old John closed the shop for the whole day when we learned that Hank had died. There's something else kind of special about my old friend John. He had a way of making us kids feel important simply by giving us a good, clean place to hang out. And I can still hear him saying, "Pumping gas is a fever, boys. It'll get in your blood, make your face break out in a grin, just to check old Lady Hansen's oil or help a stranded friend."
And among the carburetors and the rebuilt generators, I spent the whole night picking on an old flat-top guitar. And John would play that fiddle, and I'd often sing a little. Now there ain't no place to get filled up the way you could at John's. Yeah, among them carburetors and the rebuilt generators, I spent the evenings picking on an old flat-top guitar. And John would play that fiddle, and I'd always sing a little.
Now there ain't no place to get filled up the way you could at John's.
There was turpentine and straw hats, oatmeal and mouse traps, and anything that you might want to buy in the general store of Silas McBride. Back when this town was a bend in the road, and I was just a gleam in Daddy's eye, there wasn't much around except a church and a school and the general store of Silas McBride. Silas was a man who made the best of what he had, built his store out of old knotty pine, and the floor would creak beneath him and tell him where he stood, and you would never know that he was blind. Yeah, the old man was blind, but he could help you find anything you were looking for. He knew where you stood by the creaking of the wood in the floor of the general store, the general store of Silas McBride. Now Silas took me in when I lost my folks, and after school I'd help him stock the shelves, and I learned that credit wasn't given to a card, but only to a man himself. And I asked Silas once why he was never wrong, I mean, how could he trust everyone? And with watery eyes he smiled and said, you'll find out that faith brings out the best in everyone. Well, the floor still creaks in the old general store, but Silas McBride is gone. But before he passed away, he ordered a sign that read, the general store of Silas McBride and grandson. Yeah, the old man was blind, but he could help you find anything you were looking for, 'cause he knew where you stood by the creaking of the wood in the floor of the general store, the general store of Silas McBride, the general store of Silas McBride.
Now, friends, following those classics by Ralph Carlson himself, I would like to once again pay tribute to the end of the first hour here this morning with none other than a collection of sacred gospel songs by Legends of the Ottawa Valley. First will be a version of none other than Old Time Religion by the Family Brown of the Ottawa Valley, which were very close to Ralph over the years. Then we're going to hear from our good friend Tom Wilson once again in a song he calls When We All Get Back to Glory. And then we'll follow that with Ralph himself and joining with Terry Carice on a classic version of Hallelujah, I Am Ready. With that, I hope to talk to y'all on the other side of the second hour here this morning, and I'd like to just say good morning to all my listeners out there in radio world.
Give me that old time religion, give me that old time religion, give me that old time religion, it's good enough for me. Give me that old time religion, give me that old time religion, give me that old time religion, it's good enough for me. It was good for my brother, it was good for my sister, it was good for my brother, and it's good enough for me. Give me that old time religion, give me that old time religion, give me that old time.
Silas. It was good for Paul and Silas. It was good for Paul and Silas. And it's good enough on me.
Give me that old-time religion. Give me that old-time religion. Give me that old-time religion. It's good enough for me. Give me that old-time religion. Give me that old-time religion. Give me that old-time religion. It's good enough for me.
It was good for the Hebrew children. It was good for the Hebrew children. It was good for the Hebrew children. And it's good enough for me.
Give me that old-time religion. Give me that old-time religion. Give me that old-time religion. It's good enough for me. Give me that old-time religion. Give me that old-time religion. Give me that old-time religion. It's good enough for me. Give me that old-time religion. Give me that old-time religion. Give me that old-time religion. It's good enough for me.
When we all get back to the glory land, we will all have our places in the angel band. We will all sing his praises and we clap our hands when we all get back to the glory land. When the children of Israel left old Egypt's shore, it seemed that they'd never see their home anymore. But Moses said, follow me and take my hand, and I'll lead you back to the glory land. When we all get back to the glory land, we will all have our places in the angel band. We will all sing his praises as we clap our hands when we all get back to the glory land.
On a highway that leads down below. But Jesus came in and he saved my soul from sin. Hallelujah, I'm ready to go. Hallelujah, I'm ready. I can hear the voices singing soft and low. Hallelujah, I'm ready. Hallelujah, I'm ready to go. Whoa! Thank you.
Now sinners don't wait until it's too late. He's a wonderful Savior, you know. Well, I fell on my knees and he answered my pleas. Hallelujah, I'm ready to go.
Hallelujah, I'm ready. I'm ready.
Hallelujah.
I can hear the voices singing soft and low. Hallelujah,
I'm ready.
I'm ready.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah, I'm ready to go. I can hear the voices singing soft and low. Hallelujah,
I'm ready.
Hallelujah, I'm ready to go. Hallelujah,
I'm ready.
I can hear the voices singing soft and low. Hallelujah,
I'm ready.
Hallelujah, I'm ready to go. Hallelujah, I'm ready to go. Hallelujah, I'm ready to go.
You were mine for just a while. Now you're putting on the style.
Hello, my name's Charlton Walker, son of country music legend Charlie Walker. Coming to you from Nashville, Tennessee, you're listening to my good friend Johnny Woodlock on the way back. Enjoy the program.
Pick me up on your way down.